Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast here on a Wednesday morning from our flagship station, our Salem Media Group flagship station in Tampa, Florida, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. We're also on Parler as at the Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out. And if you can't hear us any other way, you can hear us on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. There's a live streaming button right there to put you right straight into the thick of things. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us for hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we have breaking news coming to us from Iraq. I hate to report this stuff, but here we go. Another barrage of rockets has come, this time fired at the Al-Assad air base. It's not the first time they've had rockets fired at them. The next question is, we're hearing so far no injuries. We're not hearing damage assessments yet.
No, nothing of that nature seems to be coming in just yet, but so far no casualties, so that is good news.
Yep.
And it looks like, I believe, that Pope Francis is supposed to be visiting Iraq in a couple of days.
They've advised him not to go because it's very tense there.
No kidding. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, and the Iranians have no respect for the Pope.
No kidding, yep.
So they would like nothing better than to just take him out while he's over there, but I'm not wishing anybody any bad luck, but that's the last thing in the world I'd do if I was the Pope.
Well, right. And this is the second rocket attack in just a few days. We don't have any other particular details, but we'll keep monitoring that. If they come in during the program, we'll let everybody know.
Yeah, and I want to welcome Terry back. Remember Terry Nashville?
I do.
He's back with us. Terry, I already put you in the group. It's called the Captain's Group. Go over there, look up groups. You'll find the Captain's Group. I already sent you a message on your messenger. All you got to do is go to the messenger and boom, you're in it. So there you go. Now that's the way that goes. But anyway, we'll keep our eyes on this rocket attack at the Al-Assad Air Base and see if we can find out anything else. Okay. I teased it. Got to talk about it. H.R. 1, the For the People Act. This is not for anybody, when it says for the people, other than if you're Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. This virtually will eliminate any restrictions on voting by mail, and it will significantly reduce the role that states play in federal elections, which cannot be done by legislation, can only be done by changing the Constitution, which gives the states the right to mandate their own elections.
that's exactly right, Captain. It does several other things, we understand, too. It's, it also has provisions about regulating money in politics. Now, this is going to be a pushback on the Citizens United decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. And then also, Captain, there's a provision here about matching donations, but that will come literally from a surcharge on corporations and, quote, the wealthy, whatever that means.
Well, I'll read you what I got, and then we'll compare notes. Number one, it undermines the state's election oversight, like efforts to clean up old voter rolls. They will not be able to do that. Everybody that's on a voter roll will have to stay there, alive, dead, or whatever. Number two, it will prohibit requiring a state voter ID, which, in my opinion, needs to be done yesterday, to obtain a mail-in ballot and permit individuals to sign a sworn statement as to their identity in lieu of an official ID. Again, that needs to be done. According to the HR1, that would not be done. So you just have ballots coming in from God knows who. Also, number three, virtually eliminate any restrictions on vote by mail. Just send them out, get them back, and there you go. And then the next one, number four, requires states to allow same-day registration voting. We call that motor voting. That should never be allowed anywhere. And then number five, effectively permit ballot harvesting, picking up and delivering bundles of votes by making it criminal to interfere with those assisting others to vote. In Florida, there's legislation going through to make ballot harvesting 100% illegal. Thank God for Ron DeSantis. And then finally, enable the partisan control of the Federal Elections Commission by reducing the commission from 6 to 5 members, thereby effectively facilitating one-party oversight of federal elections and campaign laws, which means whoever had the majority party in the Senate and the House would wind up having the majority in the on the Federal Elections Commission.
Well, sure, and if you're the Democrat Party elite, that just seems to be the way to go on that. Why wouldn't you stack it all in your favor? But, you know, there's also another thing in there, Captain, and I think, of course, it's only about Donald Trump, as so many of these things tend to be. They would also require presidents to submit their tax returns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's just way too much stuff in here, folks, that is not a positive thing for the United States or for anybody. It's more government snooping, if you will, and it's losing the rights that the states have to control the elections, because they're the ones by the Constitution that are supposed to be regulating their own election laws, not the federal government. All right, I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go nowhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, and welcome back. And by the way, bottom of the hour, we're going to have some really good emails that were sent to us by some listeners around the country. I picked out four of them, and we're going to mention them from different parts of the country. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Autoglass America. Remember, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Autoglass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you tell them I sent you, and you get the brand new windshield out of the deal. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, $100 put back in the palm of your hand at the time of the service. So, if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, maybe you're up in Ocala, maybe you're down in Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you need to do is call 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and they'll drop $100 right in the palm of your hand when they get done putting that windshield in. Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
I can name that tune. All righty. You know, moving along here, the Democrats, and oh, by the way, breaking news, we'll keep you abreast of this as soon as we can find out what's going on. In Iraq, there was a rocket attack on the Al-Assad air base. Some rockets lobbed in there. So far as we know, no one's been hurt, and we don't have any idea of damage. We may find out here in about 10 minutes. We'll certainly make another effort. But Neera Tanden is out as budget director. She's gone. Couldn't get her passed.
No, well, she faced really what was going to be a united front from Republicans. They were not going to.
And even a couple of Democrats.
That's right, especially Senator Joe Manchin.
Yep, because they did not care for her politics.
Well, exactly. And again, the past mean tweets and all that stuff, it was just a recipe for disaster. The Biden administration, I think, realizing to try to cut their losses on this at this point.
Well, somebody in the chat room said, that's okay. She'll be appointed to a non-appointed job, and she'll be doing something else in there. Well, maybe she will, but she deserves to be not in government at all. She is a troublemaker and instigator and just doesn't have anything good to say about America most of the time.
Well, see, that's exactly right. And, yeah, she probably will show up somewhere in the Biden administration and something you don't have to be confirmed to. But, you know, the cat's out of the bag on Mira Tandon.
Could always use a janitor.
Right, right.
All right. Well, New York Democrats reached an agreement to rescind New York Governor Cuomo's emergency coronavirus powers. The investigation moves on with the New York Attorney General, Letitia James. He is in big trouble, and the noose is getting a little bit tighter around his neck.
Well, it really is. Politically, he is really starting to go through the ringer here. And of course, now there's a third woman that we talked about on yesterday's program as well that's come forward. There's a rising, you know, chorus of people talking about this. As I understand, Captain, I think Cuomo, correct me if I'm wrong, had called for people to resign in very similar circumstances.
Yep, he did.
Yeah, this kind of thing. And of course, he milked the whole Brett Kavanaugh thing, I think, back then as
he
well.
He called for Kavanaugh to withdraw.
Yes, exactly. And so this is, you know, a major, major fall for someone who was a media darling, got an Emmy Award for his, you know, his TV briefings and so forth, went on and sort of yucked it up with his brother on CNN several times. And now CNN has got egg on their face about this whole thing.
Yeah, and by the way, I forgot one thing about HR1 I was just reminded about by Amanda. And she says, don't forget, 16 and 17-year-olds would be allowed to register to vote at 18.
Well, there you go. Exactly. So, in other words, that's, again, it's a power grab. And it's something they're trying to sneak through, literally, it should not be allowed to go forward.
And once you get them on the books and you get them in the system, if somebody just forgets to check the date of birth or this, that, and the other, or something like that, guess what? They're voting.
Well, exactly. And it's all done under the guise of, we're going to expand voting. We're going to make it easier because democracy, you know, we're helping to really reinforce it, but they're not doing that, really.
Now, we need to tell everybody when they were talking about, well, we got to get rid of the Dominion machines, we got to do this, we got to do that. Well, we also need to push for election reform and tighten the vote-by-mail requirements, which were just over the top in this last election. And many states and now congressional GOP lawmakers are doing just that, especially in the six states that were lost under questionable circumstances, and there's even a movement afoot to do something about the voting machines when it comes to, and by the way, some of these Dominion machines, the way the contracts were signed, they're in there for another election cycle or two, and they have to have, what they have to do is they're going to have to check them and recheck them and check them again. That's the way you beat that system.
Well, exactly right. But watch for people who are trying to check them and recheck them to be decried as people who are, quote, attacking our democracy.
I don't care.
Like
they don't like it. They can leave the country. Go
right.
Go vote in Somalia.
Well, but
see how they like you there.
Well, exactly. But this is how you get sort of that, you start that process of just being able to vilify anybody who wants, you know, what's the old saying, trust but verified?
Yeah, trust but verify. Now, here's one for you. The U.S. Supreme Court conservative judges maybe suggest that they're going to uphold the Arizona voting law because there's a case coming at them pertaining to the Arizona voting law.
Well, we'll wait and see, and certainly that would be a very interesting interesting sort of development. It might be the first that we've seen in this whole issue.
And all of this is coming way too late to make any difference in the election of 2020. Again, I told you, once they certify that election, it's over and done with. End of story. See ya. You can bitch, you can gripe, you can moan, you can say it was stolen, you can think whatever you want to think. But legally, you don't have a leg to stand on.
Well, that's precisely right. But it could begin to give a little bit more foundation to the idea of President
Trump. For the next time around.
That's right. Either doing grudge match 2024 for Trump in particular, if he would try to get into this whole thing again, or if for just the Republican nominee saying, look, this is what happened. We've got more evidence. We've got these decisions now under our belt. And let's put things back to where they're supposed to be.
Now, did you hear what Joe Biden said about the COVID-19 vaccinations?
What was that?
Well, amongst other things, this is what he said. Here we go, writes Chia.
In a bid to safely reopen schools nationwide, the president has set a new vaccination goal.
We want every educator, school staff member, child care worker to receive at least one shot by the end of the month of March.
He said the federal government would provide the doses directly through its pharmacy program. Mr. Biden said it's time to treat in-person learning like the essential service that it is. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, the problem with that is going to be the teachers union because they don't want to go back.
Well, exactly. Yeah, this is, and again, this is when they're even trying to question Jim Psaki about this whole thing.
Now, here's the other thing that he announced yesterday. Biden said that the COVID-19 vaccines will be available to all U.S. adults by the end of May. Everybody.
That's right. He said everybody who wants to get a vaccine can get one. That's right. And the way it's being reported now, Captain, well, this is way ahead of schedule and this kind of thing. So, you know, but there's no way it could even be ahead of schedule if all that other work wasn't done over the last year. This is amazing.
Now, did you hear the FBI director, Christopher Wray, yesterday when he was accusing the Capitol Hill attackers of domestic terrorism and said that the FBI did, in fact, have previous knowledge of the attack, that it was possible at the Capitol on January the 6th? He didn't really say when pressed who the information was given to, but we know the pecking order is the Speaker of the House, the board that runs the District of Columbia, which includes the mayor of the District of Columbia, and they did nothing.
Well, exactly right. And the question would be, why wouldn't they do anything? And again, you know, it seems pretty bad, but, you know, sometimes people will do things, obviously, for political reasons. Maybe they thought it would help bolster their thing if the stuff got out of hand. Who knows?
And I heard a rumor that you're available to become the new host of the Rush Limbaugh Show because Rush's producer, Bo Snerdly, told reporters yesterday that the Rush Limbaugh Show will be getting a new host and continuing.
Yes, that's what we hear.
When do you start?
No, big shoes to fill. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren. We're going to read these letters that we got here and acknowledge some people that sent them. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text now to 48542. Text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word now to 48542.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Tuesday a partnership between drug makers Johnson & Johnson and Merck to accelerate production of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. The shot has begun to be administered after the first shipments of the vaccine were delivered early this week. The president said that with the expanded production capabilities, the timeline for there to be enough shots for all adults that want one has been accelerated.
The prior administration had contracted for not nearly enough vaccine to cover adults in America. We rectified that. About 3 weeks ago, we were able to say that we'll have enough vaccine supply for adults by the end of July. And I'm pleased to announce today, as a consequence of the stepped-up process that I've ordered and just outlined, this country will have enough vaccine supply, I'll say it again, for every adult in America by the end of May.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCN.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. If you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. And in the meantime, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at the XP Stem Cell Patch. Here's more about them.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out X39 Rapid Pain Relief Stem Cell Patches that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better sleep, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
And I got one of those on my ankle right now that seems to be helping me out a little bit with what the problem that I got going there. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we pretty much covered all the bases on what we're going to be talking about here. Let me just double check something here real quick. Oh, I know. Here's one that we forgot about. Matt Schlapp from CPAC has been on a couple of different television programs after the CPAC, which was very well received down here in Florida. And I'll tell you right now, I believe they're coming back.
Yes.
They were treated so well, and everybody liked it so much down here. They weren't troubled around. They weren't trucking around in a snowbank like they would have been had they been up north somewhere, which is what happened a lot. And they weren't outside Washington, D.C., where they had to put up with all that nonsense up there, too, with all the protesters and whatnot. And by the way, when the protesters did show up down here to protest, they got nowhere because they got moved back out of the area they were in to where they were supposed to be, not where they were at.
Well, exactly. So it may be a really good fit. So, yeah, we'll see what happens next year.
Come on back. But anyway, he confirmed that President Trump is seriously considering running for president in 2024, but has not made any decisions yet. And, oh, by the way, Laura, or is it Lara? Is it Lara?
Laura Trump, yeah.
There's a rumor circulating that she could wind up running for senator in North Carolina.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we'd heard some talk about that before, and so I wouldn't be surprised if that didn't occur. President Trump, of course, has some time to decide what he wants to do, and of course, things are you're going to have maybe a little different perspective as we get a little time from this election cycle and the events of early January, as we get into the midterms and so forth. He may see that that's the path he wants to go, or he'll want to go a different path in, say, media or political action.
Now, last week we talked about the 10th Amendment. We talked about nullification by the states, correct?
Right.
Well, in America, the 10th Amendment, this is, first of all, from Holly in Evergreen, Alabama, and thank you, Holly, for your note. She says, in America, the 10th Amendment within the Bill of Rights grants that power to the states, but that 10th Amendment is not the only one that grants the power to nullification. What the 10th Amendment does for the states, the 9th Amendment does for individuals, but here's the problem. The 9th Amendment to the United States Constitution addresses rights strictly retained by the people. They are not specifically enumerated in the Constitution as to what those rights are.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So, therefore, nullification comes under the 10th Amendment, not the 9th. And thank you very much, Holly, and I'm glad to be able to qualify that for you. Now, here's one from BF in New Orleans, Louisiana. And this is kind of interesting, the way it starts out. The Marxist Communist Dem Rhino Party has corrupted every body of the tyrannical government. But their greatest victory was the steal of the 2020 election. They are now running the government like an oligarchy with 50-plus executive orders in just 1 month, undoing all of Trump's accomplishments to make America great again. Well, not quite all of them, BF, but you're getting close. Now, if the election remains rigged, then we're finished as a free society. If there is a society left after 4 years of the CCP, meaning the Communist Chinese Party, influence compromised Beijing, Biden, his family, his cabinet, our leaders, the Supreme Court, big tech, big core, etc. Never give in to these dictators. You're your own person. Resist them every day. This old fart would rather be dead than live and be ruled by these government pigs with zero freedoms. MAGA, hashtag MAGA, make America great.
Wow, well, that's the old saying.
Pretty better powerful.
Dead, yeah, better dead than red used to be the old saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And you know, as they mentioned about China and so forth, see, one of the things that China really wants to do, and President Xi in particular, you know, they really want to dominate the world, if not just politically, but certainly economically. And what we see happening early on with the Biden administration, just granting concessions, not really getting anything back in return, just sets a really bad stage for that.
Now, here's one from Willie in Atlanta. Willie says, I totally agree with you and the professor. The blue states, however, are going to do everything they can to oppose nullification by more conservative states who will use it and the 10th Amendment, resulting in more national conflict than we are already seeing. Nullification is one of the few tools conservatives have at the moment. They must use this tool to fight all the tyranny being shoved down there in our conservative faces. The left repeats lie after lie, and as the saying goes, after a while, the lie starts to become accepted as the truth. And that's exactly what's happening. And the left-wing loving liberals are migrating to conservative states in droves and bringing their insane ideas, positions, politics, and policies with them. A perfect example is Texas and their adoption of climate change, their theology, and the green energy, which just resulted in a disaster with unnecessary deaths and suffering and property damages for millions of Texans. Texas is more than purple than red now due to this migration. Let the nullification begin. Well, good point.
Yes, absolutely. And, yeah, influx of people bringing in different ideologies or their ideology into traditionally conservative places, that's all part of a war of attrition and basically infiltration. Whereas conservatives, you know, pretty much want to be able to live their lives. They want other people to live their lives. They're not interested in telling everybody else exactly what they have to do every minute of the day.
But it is our job as conservatives to remind the liberals that are coming down here, if it works so good for you up there, why in the hell are you in my state?
Well, exactly right. And, well,
Let them argue that point.
Well, sure, but why do we see hypocrisy? Like when Mike called in earlier on the program, talked about the teacher who's taken their child to an in-person school. You see, they know when things are bad, and they come over to a different place, and then of course they get to thinking, well, we've got to change this into what more like home kind of
yep.
thing. Yeah.
And then finally, here's Mark in Butte, Montana. A little chilly up there tonight, right, Kyle?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
He says, yes, our government has been overthrown by global communism and the radical Democratic Party. They did so with impunity. They control all three branches of government, and they do not longer care if we see their crimes and corruption. Now, because they know there's nothing that can be done to stop them, they know they're exempt. Now they're shredding our Constitution, and soon there'll be no more elections. Captain, it's up to you and others like you to stand up for America. We will follow.
Well, see, that's exactly what you're talking about, Captain. You're talking about the idea of people continuing to be involved and perhaps getting involved if they've never been involved, and that is to make sure that the local election process is something that has integrity to it.
Think nationally, but act locally.
Exactly. And you see, that's how you affect real change, because they have figured that part out. That's why we saw all these things get changed literally at the 11th hour. Because that's where the power is vested. And also they keep people, you know, pretty much distracted into just the big national scene, but figure out what's going on in your county scene and we'll start to see real change.
Yeah, and we need to do just that. And by the way, folks, if you're just joining us, and some people are right about now, Texas has become the biggest state to lift the COVID-19 mask mandate and open up all their businesses starting next week and let them go and let them fly. And the next thing I think you'll hear is the people in the big sports stadiums and all that stuff, because Texas is a big-time sports state. They'll start letting the people back in the ballparks and whatnot. Alabama yesterday led the way by saying, University of Alabama, we're going to have that stadium packed come football time. So roll tide, because they're going to have a full house. And that's what they said. So we'll go by what they said. And the other one that said it was Mississippi.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, I'd be watching to see how the federal government responds to this kind of thing. And you probably will hear people making
calls. States' rights, my friend.
Well, states' rights, but then you'll hear things like, well, what about federal funding for things? And we got to claw that money back now.
Well, guess what? Let them claw the money back, because if we start putting 100,000 people in the stadiums like they're capable of doing, they can take their money and sit on it. They don't need it. And by the way, did anybody other than me forget about the state gas tax that's out there?
Right.
There you go. Okay. And by the way, some of this gas tax, okay, right now, is going way up, reading the price of gasoline way up, because it's on a percentage basis. I bet you didn't know that.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia way. Thank you very much, and we appreciate that. And she, of course, is there with her husband, Don, with the Double D Ranch, the horse ranch they have there. They do a lot of horseback stabling, riding, teaching, equestrian and western and whatnot. Plus, they also store horses there. people can stable a horse there, and they're just up the road a bit from the big old Fort Benning base down there, a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Check them out. Pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. All right, here we go. Song, Kyle. How about that one?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that goes back to 1982 from Rocky II.
Yeah.
Film. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that had me going. I can't hit the high notes, but that had me going. And the way they come storming down the street, just like they are a Rocky and Company. But anyway, Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Check them out. I'm going to read the statement and then turn it over to Kyle. A low-pressure system over Southern California will bring windy conditions and precipitation to the Southwest. Additionally, elevated fire weather conditions are expected in Arizona. Meanwhile, much of the central and western U.S. will experience above-average temperatures, with parts of the northern plains seeing high temperatures peak between 20 and 30 degrees. Now, what's happening is the rivers are starting to break up in some of these areas, and it's causing flooding because of the ice jams. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we do have windy weather conditions could be persisting here in Southern California. Maybe some rain later today on Wednesday. Maybe rain coming in on the weekend. We're still monitoring that. But over at our neighbor in Arizona, we've got a wind advisory tonight. This going along I-10 and I-8. If you're heading over to Phoenix or heading out of Phoenix, we've also got a fire weather warning in that area. Also down through Tucson, up through up through Prescott, and also Kingman along I-40. We've got that wind advisory going on tonight, and a fire weather warning north of Las Vegas on the 15 freeway or Interstate 15 up to about St. George there in southern Utah. High wind watch tonight up in the Lakeview area of southern Oregon along 395, and a frost advisory along California 101. Mm-hmm. This is going to be south of Redway and north of Cloverdale.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me go over here in Nebraska, right along the Iowa border, down about 50 miles or so south of Omaha. You have got some river flooding down there because of what I just told you, ice breaking up and jamming the river, causing the tributaries to back up into the smaller streams and whatnot, and that's causing some flooding. You've also got some flooding over just north of Springfield in Illinois, same reason. Got some flooding tonight in Tennessee, western part of Tennessee. Also in Kentucky, across much of Kentucky, you've got some flooding again because of the ice breaking up and the rivers starting to jam up there too. Down along the Gulf, from just about Lafayette, Louisiana, all the way over along I-10, there is some offshore fog that is starting to creep on shore through New Orleans over towards Mobile. So you're going to have hit-or-miss fog going across I-10 if you're going into New Orleans tonight. And if that fog comes in a little bit more, it's dense, so you'll have more of it there. Now, moving on up into upstate New York, the only snow I see in the country right now is between Saranac Lake and Malone, New York, a very famous part of the country because Saranac Lake is where the U.S. hockey team had many hockey match up there when they won the big one with the Russians. Remember that?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, there is snow up there, 3 to 6 inches of snow tonight. There'll be some wind blowing it around, so it could get a little nasty there. In the meantime, the other area of snow tonight and blowing snow and drifting snow, and that's the big problem, drifting snow, is Maine, northern Maine. They've got plenty of snow on the ground. It's roughly 10 degrees up there, north of Presque Isle, up towards Nova Scotia, up towards Quebec. And the snow is blowing around pretty good, 25 to 35 mile an hour winds too. And there's a gale warning from Nova Scotia all the way down to Cape Cod tonight along the water. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him and hanging in there right now. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCoach.com. Now, the information I got here on this is that the Al-Asad Air Base took about 10 incoming rockets.
Actually, it was about 13 rockets. And they appear to have been launched from inside Iraq near Baghdadi City. What's kind of interesting about this one is I did not know this, but the Pope was planning to visit Iraq March the 5th through March the 8th, the first time ever. So I wonder what the decision is going to be on that one. I have no idea.
Don't know, but I have not heard about any injuries, thank God, so far.
There have been none.
Okay.
Yes, there have been none, apparently.
And everybody is sitting here wondering, well, what's going to happen next?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So we've already established
doing a good job in testing the new administration, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And if this was launched somewhere in Iraq, my next question is, from where?
Mm-hmm.
You would think they would know.
Well, that's what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
It was near Baghdadi City in the western part of the country. So, yeah.
Hmm. Okay. So the other thing is, and we're going to get into this in detail, is the big news of the day seems to be Texas opening up, saying, "Hey, we're here to play, and you're not going to shut us down." And Governor Abbott, and as well as Mississippi, they jumped in the mix too.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Texas really didn't have a choice but to open after the freeze that they had in the consequences of the power and whatnot. They really did need to do this in order to financially have some survivability. So I think it was a very prudent decision made by Governor Abbott. He didn't really have any choice in order to, you know, keep the state functional.
All righty, well, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We will have a little bit more of a chat about that. Then we'll get into what's going on with Governor Cuomo, because that is changing. It seems, heck, every couple hours there's something else going on there. And we got a lot more stuff to talk about, including immigration, that horrible wreck in California, and how that all came about. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.